The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless. The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Tuesday morning, that's the 1st of September. We made it, lads. It's 9:05. We're here till 10 o'clock. You can text 51551 or email ryan@rte.ie. So what have we for you today? We've got a pretty hectic, rather heavy show for you this morning in some regards, but all for the right reasons, and all will become apparent a little later on. What have we got? Well, in terms of things happening out in the real world, there's a thing doing the rounds on TikTok, a video that's kind of COVID-related and young people related, and it hasn't been necessarily verified, so I don't really want to get into it. I think broader, in a broader sense, my inclination is to say that if people aren't listening to the message, and the best thing is probably not to jump on top of them. It's just to try and say, please don't do that, and move on to the next bit. It's a bit like when you go into a restaurant or a hotel, rather than going to TripAdvisor and telling everyone it's awful, maybe talk to the people in charge of the kids involved or the restaurant involved or the hotel involved and say, you know what, you could do that a little better, and that's the better way to do it. The as John Ronson called it, now you've been publicly shamed thing. The shame game is becoming quite loud, and I think we're losing sight of the damage it might do to individuals who don't think what they're doing is as bad as it is. And we also have to allow for a little bit of mask slippage every now and again. Nobody is perfect. Nobody's going to get this right all of the time. So I just think that sense of a broad, calm understanding, awareness of other people, also online, and anyone will know this, whether you're a big grown adult or a young teenager, that if you're isolated online and if you're taken aside and othered, if you like, it's very, very unnerving and it's very, very damaging. And yes, if somebody's made a mistake, that's fine. We'll say, okay, and hopefully they'll put their hands up and say, mea culpa, and they'll get on with it. But You still have to be a little careful, I think, about that sort of thing. It's just personal responsibility. If we all look after ourselves, keep an eye on our neighbours, without the full shame game, I think we'll be okay. Because we're just in danger of it becoming a little bit crucible, and she's a witch and he's a witch, and suddenly nobody's willing to. Everyone's too afraid to do anything. So there has to be just a little wriggle room for making mistakes and understanding that this is a very unusual set of circumstances. These are very peculiar times. So steady as she goes. The message from Ronan Glynn, the acting chief medical officer last night, was really, really clear. It was very positive. I don't know why, but my heart skipped a beat when I saw the lockdown being lifted in Kildare. I just thought, great, that's just another little step forward. I liked the reports in the news last night of the Kildare business people saying, yeah, it was tough. Yeah, we got knocked down, but we get up again. And that's what they're doing. So welcome back, Kildare. We missed you. And it's lovely to have everyone, you know, back in the game. And I feel that we're now the full Irish again, and because we were incomplete for a little while. And I feel that sense of in this together. And when Kildare were gone, we were a man down or a woman down. And now we're back. So it's good news in that regard. And as I say, the emphasis that seems to be coming from Ronan Glynn and others is a positive one. That's saying, pull it together, lads. Keep everyone stay with us. Stay on message. Try to avoid the shiny trinket of negativity that's very loud, and stick with the positive majority who are all doing really, really well. It's good news. You know, it's good news today. Do you know it's also good news? Derek, the bread man. I met him today. I stopped off in the shop on my way in. Derek, the bread man, delivering bread every day. And he said, any chance you'd say hello to myself and Barbara? I said, yourself and Barbara? Yeah. Yeah, self and Barbara, 31 years married tomorrow. I said, well, that's my pleasure. I'll do that. Barbara Kilby and Derek, they're from Walkinstown, and their kids, Derek and Shauna, they wanted to wish them happy anniversary, as did I. That's a good news story. They're still talking. They're still happy. And I'm very happy for them. And nice, very nice fella. All the guys who do the deliveries actually up there on the rise are brilliant when I meet them early, if I ever call in to get my messages. I'm a proud messages guy. That's the truth. Here, I didn't tell you about the massacre in my house last night in the garden. Yesterday morning at about 7:15, there was a pigeon. Now, I think it might have been a wood pigeon or street pigeon, although they're pretty much easy to tell which one's which. Either way, looked a bit out of sorts, wandering around. I went up quite close to it and it was just kind of flapping around, like dazed, like it had a few drinks. And ultimately, I said, I'll leave you to it. I've got to go to work. Came back this yesterday evening and there it was, wandering around. So I said, okay, well, this is kind of a cute little image. I'll record a little bit of the bird wandering around, going, whoo, you know, a bit jarred, just doing its thing. And I put it up on Instagram and said, look, everybody, look. Yeah, it's a cry for attention. But I put it up and said, look at this poor bird. And I can't find its way home or what have you. 5 minutes later, I'm looking out the window to see how's he doing, the poor creature. It was eviscerated by two crows with its head chopped off and probably eaten. I couldn't believe it. There are two jackdaw crows hanging around the drain pipes. They look like baddies in a movie. You know, those sort of, they're over, like if you could tattoo a blackbird, they'd have them, or not a blackbird, sorry, crow. They look like, and I'm not anti-tattoos, you know what I mean? But I just, if they had these kind of military ones, not the nice ones most people have. But they're, it was vicious. The feathers everywhere, headless pigeon. Remember Collie Ennis? We spoke to Collie about spiders and how cool spiders are and whatever. He got on to me on Instagram to say that looked like it was probably a baby pigeon. Like, this gets worse, this story. So look, if you think you're having a bad day today, at least you're not a headless, eviscerated pigeon in my backyard. There could be worse things that could happen to you. 51551. Pupils in school in England, at least, as they head back to school, are being told that if you do this thing and pretended to cough at somebody, that's gone. You're not allowed to do that. Malicious coughing, it's called. Imagine, they have a name for it. No malicious coughing and no inappropriate jokes about the coronavirus. Do you remember when after 9/11 people would be in the queue for the bags and they go, I have a bomb. You go, don't, that's not funny. You can't, that, it's the same kind of thing. So you're not really meant to be doing COVID jokes because it's not appropriate. Then teachers are saying that you could be suspended or expelled if you pretend to cough on another student. It breaches what they call the coronavirus red line. No, inexcusable. Inexcusable. You're out. Deliberate or malicious coughs or sneezes or humorous, inappropriate comments. Do you know what? I know if I was a kid in school, because you're a kid, you're going to do stuff like that as a messer. I'd be out my ear. I've no doubt. The weird dreams we're having, they now have done the research. The COVID dreams have become part of our world. They've investigated the strange world of COVID dreams. They're called pandemic dreams. They're the ones, they're the subject of a book of essays from Harvard researcher Deirdre Barrett. There's reams of articles and social media posts about this. And there were different lines of evidence that she says that inspired this project. People seem to be reporting weird dreams, but also generally they seem to be reporting that they're dreaming more. And unfortunately, often having more negatively toned dreams and nightmares. So that was part of it. She says there is already a body of research that suggests negatively toned dreams are associated with issues like anxiety and depression, and wonders, could changes in dreams be a marker to help identify people with mental health issues? I don't know about that, but it certainly tallies with the uptick in the number of peculiar dreams one is having. And by one, I can certainly tell you, I mean me. But I find, as I've often said, other people's stories of their dreams so utterly boring, I won't bore you about with mine, even though I had a humdinger of a weird one last night. But that's just for me, myself, and my crazy head. So Sinead O'Connor is just back from Dublin. She tweets to say that herself and Don Letts and the crew filmed the video for her new single, out October 2nd. She said, I'm restricting movements for 2 weeks. My house is going to be spotless and there will be lots of knitting because, hashtag, knitting compares to you. Hey, she's good. She's back. I love that. Knitting compares to you. Isn't it mad, says another one from Imogen, who says that we like to, it's mad that we used to not wipe down shopping trolleys. And we had food in restaurants, we'd handle the same menus as people before without it being wiped down. It seems so dirty now. No wonder we have a flu season every year. It does. But everything is. Ryan, instead of a jackdaw crow, I'd say they were more likely to have been a rook crow. Bigger than a jackdaw. Yeah, it looked like, do you know what it looked like? It was pumped up on steroids. It looked like a crow that goes to the gym, pumped up on steroids, and probably does illegal stuff. They had that look about them. But they're very, very intelligent. I had this bird feeder. I'm sorry for going on, but it's just that I'm a bit COVIDed out of it, as I want to share other news with you. This really, really gorgeous bird feeder. I have about four bird feeders around, and this really gorgeous one. And two little holes at the bottom of it where the seeds come out, and a little stand on either side where the birds stand on. The crows, jackdaws, rooks, whatever the hell you want to call them, the rough ones, came down. I'm convinced of it. They unscrewed the thing with their beaks, because the two bits where the birds stand on, were on the ground, and they actually had unscrewed it with their. And on another feeder, they'd unhooked it every morning. I kept going back to them. I was a Basil Fawlty wandering around going, sorry, please unhook it. Thank you. And the rook's sitting there. And I'm telling you, they're on the pipes looking, going, like they're growling, going, here's this moron now, watch this. Animal kingdom, I'll show you. I'm crying here laughing at the military tattoos, crows. I can totally visualise the scene. I'm telling you, they even had that, you know, the head going forward like that kind of bit. Instead of a, yeah, jackdaw, yeah, good. And by the way, Cliona Shanahan from Corbally in Limerick, good luck on her debut with the BBC Proms tonight. She's playing at the Royal Albert Hall with the London Sinfonietta. An incredible achievement for an incredible pianist. From all her friends in Antoshka and Limerick, congratulations. Big kerfuffle over there about whether or not they should sing the lyrics to Rule Britannia. That's their problem, not ours. But they're lucky to have you. Congratulations, Cliona. I'm going to look out for you. I'm going to look it up and wish you well. Indeed, I want to wish the UCD BCom class of 2020 the best of luck today as they graduate virtually due to COVID. Congratulations to you as all. And of course, people are dreaming more, says the text, since COVID-19, as people have had more time to think about everything. People never had time to think about things before COVID-19. Well, thank you for explaining that. Now, Mariah Carey. Yeah, the Ellen TV show, which it kind of seems to be constantly on, but I've never watched it. Do you know that kind of way? You just see it. And she's had a terrible old summer because people are saying that there's a toxic work environment there. And Mariah Carey has a book out, and she tells the story in a kind of elegant way. It doesn't seem like she's being nasty or gratuitous about it, but she was on her show and Ellen produced a glass of champagne and said to her, hey, let's toast you not being pregnant, because there's a rumour that she may or may not be pregnant. Let's toast you not being pregnant. And the singer, Mariah Carey, said, no, laughing, go, no, I don't want to. And then it got awkward and she took a sip, but pretended to take a sip because she wouldn't take no for an answer. And Ellen shouted, yo, you're pregnant, I told you. And then Mariah Carey, as it happened, said, oh yeah, smiled away. And then what happened? She shortly afterwards miscarried. So it's not a nice story. And it's just that pressure people have of people, you're pregnant. Are you going again? We just need to, I think, probably dial back on that if we haven't already. But Mariah Carey is saying, I was extremely uncomfortable with that moment, is all I can say. I wasn't ready to tell anyone I had had a miscarriage. I don't want to throw anyone that's already being thrown under any proverbial bus under it, but I didn't enjoy that moment. It's not easy. She said there's an empathy that can be applied to those moments that I would have liked to have been implemented, but what can I do? And a tricky, tricky one altogether. And a lighter note, of course, the Electric Picnic event is not happening. But the boss of the Electric Picnic is out today saying in the Irish Mirror that he has vowed that the festival will return, vaccine or no vaccine. Really? Well, I don't know how it's going to manage that. We don't need a vaccine, he says, because we can work through the problem with a really good testing regime. Well, we live in hope, don't we? And here's hoping that that's the case. I know this Friday on the Late Late Show, we are going to mark the absence of the Electric Picnic with a certain musical guest, among other things. I can't give you the lineup, but what are we on, Tuesday? No, not yet, but I will. It's looking great for Friday, our first show back, which is wonderful. Anyway, that's Electric Picnic. It's going to be tricky, but I think, as they say here, people who were intending to go are going to hold virtual picnic parties in their backyards and gardens. And if you do so, be careful, because you know what will happen if you're not. More people are dreaming more since COVID-19. Oh, yes, indeed, I mentioned that. Wait. People are reporting their dreams? Who reports their dreams and who do they report them to? Oh, researchers. Researchers get in touch and say, tell us about your boring dream from last night, and tell us in a way that's really, really long-winded really, really boring with every comma leading to another bit of your story that's less interesting than the bit before. That's the research that goes on. Definitely not rooks, says Kathy. They eat seeds mainly, possibly hooded crows. This gets worse. It's like something out of that series of Robin Hood I used to watch in the 80s. Hooded crows. Were they greyish with black wings? Yes, they were. They were greyish with black wings and an attitude. I could even hear it. Their squawk was menacing. I feel, says a text, I feel like that decapitated pigeon today. I had my first morning off yesterday after lockdown with my kids when I went back to play school. Was thoroughly enjoying my few hours break when I looked down and saw that the diamond solitaire from my beautiful engagement ring was no longer in the ring. The claw had broken and the diamond fell out somewhere yesterday. I searched high and low and yet no sign. I even searched dirty nappies in case it fell into one of them. Try the Hoover. Have you used the Hoover? Hoover bag's good. Do you ever eviscerate a Hoover bag? It is deeply unpleasant, but sometimes very necessary. Wear your mask while you're doing it so that you don't the dust. But maybe you hadn't hoovered, so I'm not sure. Hey, tell us if you find it. That's not nice. 51551 is the text number. Did anyone go see Tenet after my comments on the film yesterday, or did you decide to sidestep it? I forgot to mention how tall the actress, the leading actress in it, is. She's called Elizabeth Debicki. You might have seen her in The Night Manager, where she's very striking, kind of Hitchcock blonde, quite cold, kind of beautiful. And she is going to play Princess Diana in The Crown. She is one of the good things about Tenet, as is Richard Branagh, who's pretty much good in everything he's in. So that's those two.